Mahalo, hi. So, how do we not have timelines that we don't want? And can we say, how do we create what we want in our lives? Just recently, I'm gonna tell a story. Just recently, some friends who are travelers planned to drive from California to Mexico this past Thursday. The route is through Texas to cross the Mexican border and onto the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, which is along the eastern coast of Mexico. This trip takes 2 days from California to the border between Texas and Mexico, and an additional 2 more days from the border to the Yucatan. And the beauty of this is their van was already packed from a trip to Nevada just days ago on Monday. So on Tuesday, a friend that's not traveling on this road trip became alarmed by all of the research they had been doing online from viewing news stories, information, and safety in Mexico. And with very strong emotion, they stated their concerns to the friends who were traveling. So the traveling friend said, "Okay, we won't drive. Do you feel better now?" And the friend said, "Yes." So a few things occurred here. The next day, the travelers needed to repack to fly to Mexico since they said they won't drive. Also, now they would not have everything they packed and planned to have for their trip. They need to book a flight leaving that same day and not have their van to drive once they arrive in Mexico. And they clearly altered the trip to consider and appease their friends' safety concerns. Now, these travelers love road trips. They can leave at their leisure whenever they are ready and feel ready and not be on a firm schedule, as they know there is no such thing as time. And they rarely fly, and for them, they avoid the pressure they feel of being on time for a flight in the future, committing to departure and return dates and times with airline tickets occurring in the future, and getting to the airport on time in the future, carrying heavy bags, getting boarding passes, checking in, so many people everywhere, going through security, getting scanned, having carry-on bags that need to be go on the conveyor belt and possibly checked, waiting to board the flights, lining up to board, and after the flight, which may be the pleasant part of all of this, getting the bags from baggage claim, arranging a ride to leave the airport. And so for many of us who are used to flying, they're used to all of this. This may not be a thing. So the travelers repacked their bags to fly. And once they packed and were ready, they then booked their flights to Mexico, which removed some of the pressure and stress of time. Repacking to be on time for a flight, and then there is the hour and a half drive to the airport in the future. So a relative who likes to fly and who will be flying and joining them in Mexico in a few days was kind enough to drive the travelers to the airport. They decided to park the car in the airport parking lot at the terminal, where they all were able to take their time getting out of the car and unload the luggage. The kind relative helped them from the car with all of their luggage, lots of luggage, walked them to the terminal, helped them check in their bags, walked them to security, and gave them all big hugs, happy smiles, and said, "See you soon. I love you." So by parking in the terminal parking lot, which they never do, this made it so the driver wouldn't have to push his way to pull up to the terminal, and the travelers didn't have to quickly jump out of the car, quickly unload the luggage, and quickly say goodbye. This makes is so much easier and pleasant for the travelers who always drive everywhere, though will fly on occasion. There was a sequence of events that occurred, from choosing to appease a concerned friend. Steps were sequenced to reduce the pressure occurring from commitments of time in the future, and these sequence events created an easier, more harmonious experience for the travelers who usually travel about freely and spontaneously and with total flexibility outside of time. So along this whole way, while this is all happening, there are constants at play here. We know we are gods. We know we are balanced. We know we are creators. We know our lives are our lives. We know we create our own world. Since we know we can create our own personal world, we know we can influence, direct, and redirect in real time what is occurring in each now. Each now present moment, each now present second, each now present happening, each now present experience. When our energy, our awareness is present, balanced, and in observation mode, we can slow down and pause and feel into our options. There's an interesting movie called Limitless, where the main man could easily calculate and see 10 steps ahead of what's happening in the present moment. So when you can do this energetically, when we know what is happening while it is happening, we are in a space position to evoke decisions and create each next present now, and can create a more favorable experience for ourselves. So let's say we want or need to shift things quickly. Know this or remember it like this. Sometimes we can't afford for things to run us. We can't afford for things to get any further to the left. This is the motivation we can use if we want or need to shift things quickly in each and every instance. We can apply the energy of polarity, which means we apply our powerful positive energy. Or we can even powerfully state out loud, the energy of polarity is in effect, or the law of polarity is in effect, to any and every situation, and it will always create a positive action, a positive outcome, a positive experience immediately. Do this, test this, and see proof of this for yourself. We all know that everything is energy, even though our eyes, our ears, emotional feelings, experiences, other people, TV programs, movies, and public systems say otherwise. So again, applying the law of polarity, applying the energy of polarity when there is any situation, and it can even be a positive, beautiful happening. Though again, if there is a not so positive, even challenging, difficult, or impossible situation, we can apply a positive to it. We can apply our knowingness of our positive energy, and or we can state out loud, the energy of polarity is in effect. The law of polarity is in effect to any and every situation, and it will always create a positive action, a positive outcome, a positive experience immediately. So just like this, for example, if we have a negative number such as -6, we can add a positive number such as 7. We get -1, which is a positive number. -6 plus 7 equals 1, equals a positive number every time, a more positive number every time. So what we can do is a great command to do this for our lives anytime we want. We command all that there is, all that we are, our spirits and creation lightship, our home, that we remember our strong, powerful foundation, our strong, energetic foundation, our infinite power, all that we are, which is source, all that there is, which is prime creator. We know and remember what and who we are, powerful, original, energetic, balanced creator, light beings, gods. We know and remember everything, all of our memories, all of our abilities. We stand strong and balanced always. We flow. We surf, we soar our physical presence on the physical place here through our strong energetic foundation in all present nows. Done. Now we know it. So now, to update the traveler's trip, the travelers arrived to the Yucatan earlier than expected, early Thursday. They enjoyed a beautiful day with relatives doing activities that they could only do that Thursday. They get to spend more time doing everything with everyone. The concerned friend's flight arrives in a few more days, and the travelers are grateful to the concerned friend for their contribution to this enhanced, perfect, exuberant experience and the opportunity to engage the energy of polarity. Well, we want to say thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for being on the Q train all day and every day with all of the show hosts. And thank you for subscribing and donating. We get to be here because of you. Please continue listening to the 4 original show archives. And thank you for always being peaceful observers, promoting neutrality within yourselves, others in your lives, fellow Q light beings, and living, flowing, surfing, and soaring in all present nows. Have a bright, exuberant day, and have all bright, exuberant days. Aloha, mahalo, see ya.